Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver. Hello and welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and I have an interview today that I'm going to be playing in a few minutes, but I want to start off. I've decided that from now on, we're going to start off every show with some kind of mini meditation, intentional prayer, or something like that. Just something short that is going to help us get into the most receptive vibe for the hour and hopefully for the rest of the day and for the week. So this one is one that I've heard from HeartMath. And just to warn you in advance, one of the most important things is activating a feeling of love or gratitude. And so I'm going to ask you to bring up a memory of something that makes you feel love in your heart. So if you can get that in your mind in advance, that would help. One of the things that is pretty much guaranteed to get all your lovey-dovey feelings flowing is thinking of or looking at a picture of a baby animal. I just was reading in a book, and apparently this is proven to activate feelings of love and oxytocin and stuff. So it could be your pet. It could be feelings of love for someone in your family or a friend or someone you have romantic feelings for. Or it could be the memory of a beautiful place where you've been, where you just feel so expansive and at ease. So just in advance, I'm going to be asking you to do that. Okay, so first we're going to start with a few deep cleansing breaths just to put our minds at ease. So breathing in and out. Casual breaths, but a little deeper than you would normally breathe during your day. And just feel the air entering through your nose and then letting it out. If you're in a place where it's safe or appropriate to do so, you can close your eyes and just continue breathing. And once you've managed to get your breathing and in pace and feeling relaxed, I'm going to get you to focus on the center of your chest, your heart chakra, that area in the middle of your chest. And now imagine that you're breathing into your heart. Breathing into your heart, and as you exhale, imagine that you are breathing out of your heart. The air is coming out of your heart area. Keep breathing in and out, focusing on your heart. If you put your hand over your chest, that'll give you an extra boost of oxytocin, and it may also help you focus more on the heart area. Breathing in and out from your heart. And now I'm going to ask you, as you're focusing still on the heart, to bring up that loving, appreciative feeling, whether it's for a place that feels soothing and calm for you, the love of a pet or a baby animal, or a friend or family member that you feel feelings of love for. Now just bring that up into your heart. Breathe that feeling of love and gratitude into your heart. And as you exhale, let your heart energy expand just a little bit more. Amp up that feeling of love. Breathe it into your heart. And allow a smile to come across your face if it feels good. Now, if you can do that a few times throughout the day, you're going to boost your positive feelings. You're also going to activate more intelligence, more receptivity, more energy. So anytime you're feeling a little bit stressed or feel a negative feeling coming on, if you notice it, just slip into your heart there for even a minute. Just breathing into your heart and bring up a positive emotion of love and appreciation. So just before we start the interview, thank you. I hope you liked that. It helps me calm down a little bit. I didn't have quite enough time to do my meditation this morning before I came into the station. So thank you for going through that with me. I hope you found value in it. And I'm going to start recording more of these so that maybe they're a little bit more flowing, pre-recorded ones that I can play. If you have a favorite meditation that you can do in less than 5 minutes, feel free to email me, spiritualshow@gmail.com. And if you learned it from someone specific, feel free to add their name so that we give them credit wherever you learned that from. And maybe I can add your special meditation to the show. Again, it's spiritualshow@gmail.com. You can also go to my website, mariebenard.com, and sign up for the mailing list there. There should be contact information somewhere on that site. Okay, so I'm going to play a song by Surya Devi. She's one of my favorites, and she's from Vancouver. And I'm going to play the Green Tara Mantra from her album Songs of the Buddha here on Synchronicity.
Today, today, so high. Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime. Across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
And this is still Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. That was the song before was Green Tara Mantra by Surya Devi from her album Songs of the Buddha. And I'm going to be playing an interview with Baptiste Pape in just a moment. He is the author of the book The Power of the Heart, and he created a movie called The Power of the Heart, and it was directed by the same person who did The Secret. So it's kind of along the lines of The Secret. It looks a lot like that, with sort of a bit of story and then the talking head kind of documentary style. But it's very much based on living your purpose and living your passion, not so much about getting stuff like The Secret is about. Actually, it's kind of the opposite of getting stuff. It's about filling your heart and then allowing that energy to flow out. So Baptiste Pape was trained to be a lawyer, and he was just about to get a job as a lawyer. And then he kind of had this crisis of conscience. He was like, this is not what I want to be doing with my life. And then he had this moment of awakening where he realized he was going to do this film, The Power of the Heart. And he interviewed Eckhart Tolle, Deepak Chopra, Maya Angelou, Marcy Shymoff, Michael Beckwith, a bunch of people, Neil Donald Walsh, a lot of people who've been on this show. And the film is beautiful. The book is even better. I read it in 2 days and from the library, and then I ended up buying the book at Banyan the other day because I wanted to keep it for reference. And there's lots of meditations, and it's just beautiful if you like to read things that feel uplifting and remind you of why we're here, is we're not really here to get stuff that leaves us feeling empty, right? So here is the interview, and this is pre-recorded, so I'm going to be heading out. I want to send you in advance lots of love for an amazing week. If you're in Canada, I hope that you are enjoying this holiday Monday, and wherever on the planet you are, I want to send lots and lots of love from my heart to yours. I love you so much. Namaste. I hope you enjoy the interview. So you were a lawyer and you were searching for something in life. Would you like to share a little bit about the story of how you came to be now the producer of and the author of The Power of the Heart.
Yeah, so I was a lawyer in the city of Amsterdam, Netherlands, and I was just offered a contract with a big law firm, and I had really worked hard opportunity to work there. But then when I was offered a contract, I realized that I really didn't want to do it. They said, you have 2 weeks in order to decide whether or not you're going to sign the contract. But if you don't sign it within 2 weeks, there's no more job offer. So I realized that, I should better figure out what I wanted to do, because I just felt in my heart that I didn't want to be a lawyer anymore. The problem was, of course, that I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. So I said, okay, I have only 2 weeks to figure out what I want to do with my life. So, I don't have much time. I'm going to Google how to find, I'm going to just Google how to find your purpose in life, because the quickest way to find something these days is just to Google it. So I Googled, how can you find your purpose in life? And I didn't find anything meaningful. But after some searching, I found a video where Oprah Winfrey was speaking with Eckhart Tolle about finding your purpose in life. And the video started with Oprah saying, I think there's nothing more important than finding your purpose in life. Eckhart Tolle said, if you want to find your purpose in life, you have to ask a different question. You have to ask, what does life want from me? And he said, if you want to find the answer to this question, you have to look for moments of stillness. And the best way to do that is to go into nature. So I said, I'm going to try this out. And so the next day I went into a park, and it was very quiet, beautiful nature. And I said, I'm going to ask the question, what does life want for me, until I get an answer. So I was walking in this park, and while I was walking, I asked the question, what does life want for me? And I did this for about an hour. And after 1 hour of doing this, asking this question, what does life want for me? What does life want for me? Nothing happened. So I said, this doesn't work. I'm going to send Eckhart Tolle an email to tell him that it doesn't work, and that, at least should give us some more tools to connect with our purpose. And what happened was, I was thinking about the email that I wanted to write to Eckhart Tolle, but then it started to rain really hard, and I just forgot about the whole email, and I started to run in order to find a place to hide from the rain. And at one point I found six big old trees, and I thought I was having a heart attack. I had this very painful feeling in my chest, and I felt there was a bone in my heart and it broke, and I even heard the noise of the breaking of something, and I really felt, oh my god, I'm going to die, and they're going to find my body here. And I also found this is probably the answer to the question, what does life want for me? It's over. So I thought, maybe this is what life wants for me, to die. And so I was really in panic, and I really felt that I was going to die. And the feeling in my chest was really painful. And right at love and peace and clarity, and most of all, very overwhelming feeling of coming home, and it was so beautiful and unlike anything I've ever felt in my life. And when in a way my heart had broken open, I don't know exactly what happened, but when I was feeling this overwhelming feeling of love and peace, like a download, ID came to me. Immediately remember he had said get the true thinking. And this was not coming through my thinking, but through this very powerful feeling of aliveness. So I knew at that point, that my purpose was to make a film about the power of the heart. Although I didn't have any film experience, so my mind was, of course, immediately protesting. But I said, this feeling is so powerful, I'm just going to follow this aliveness, and I'm going to do what Martin Luther King said. He said, you don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step. So I decided to go with my heart, with this feeling of aliveness, instead of following my mind. And that's how the whole project started.
Wow. So your heart literally broke open.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
It did.
Oh my goodness. That I just how did you go about, at what point did you start writing the book and putting the film together after you had this experience? How long was it before you really started in on the work?
Well, I started immediately with the film, because when I had the idea, I had no idea. There was not you know, write a book. The idea was you have to make a film about the art. So what I did, I just started speaking with people in film production because I wanted to know how do you set up film production, and, you know, I had no idea. And that's how I started. And then I started to do research on the heart. And if you look at all spiritual traditions and religions, the heart has been described as a source of wisdom and intelligence. So I said, you know, I'm going to, you know, Lao Tzu spoke about the heart and the Buddha and Jesus. I said, you know, I would love to interview ambassadors of the heart in our time. So I thought about Maya Angelou and Pao Coelho, who wrote Alchemist. Famous 7 million copies sold about a shepherd boy, Santiago, learns to live on the intuition of his heart. And, you know, Deepak Chopra is writing about the heart, and Eckhart Tolle. And I thought, you know, I'm going to interview ambassadors of the heart. So that's what I did. I started to interview those people. And when I was working on the film, I realized the film was only going to be 90 minutes. But sometimes you spend days with those people. So I said, the only way to share more is if I'm also going to write a book. So the intention for the film was there first. But after a while, I realized that the film was not going to be enough. I wanted to share more, and I had more to share. So that's how the book came into being.
Awesome. Baptiste, I'm just noticing that your sound and your video is kind of pausing and cutting out. So I'm wondering, on the top of the Google Hangouts, I can edit this part out, don't worry. On the top of the screen, if you hover over, there's the little person icon, the microphone, the camera, and then there's the bars. Do you see that part?
Yeah.
If you,
I have the microphone on, camera is on. Let's see. Brian?
If you click
Brian,
on...
Can you come for a moment, please?
Just if you click on the one with the bars, it says adjust bandwidth usage.
She's not having good reception. Click on the bar. Okay, I click on the bar, yeah.
And do you see adjust bandwidth?
Yeah, it's completely to the right, to the plus.
Yeah. Does it say disable high def or anything like that?
The thing is all in Dutch.
Dutch, I can't read it.
Oh. Is there a blue? A blue link?
This is the...
If you can adjust it to maybe medium.
I have the standard microphone or built-in microphone. You want the built-in microphone?
The microphone is fine. I think it's just the bandwidth.
Hello, can you hear me better?
It's the bandwidth.
What I could do is just gonna.
Yeah. Okay, that's what it is.
If you click on the bars. And then
can you still hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, I'm just noticing that you're freezing.
I'm just asking other people to get off the internet.
Oh, right now, okay.
That'll free up bandwidth.
Awesome.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now better?
I can hear you. Yeah, it's just every so often you freeze and then there's no sound or audio. So I just want to make sure that we continue the flow. So if people get off the internet, that should help.
I can just...
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. Let's see. I'm closing everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, is this better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Baptiste. So, just to recap what you said before, it sounds like you started immediately on finding out ways to create this movie because you had no filmmaking experience prior to this heart opening.
No.
And then as you were interviewing these experts like Eckhart Tolle, Maya Angelou, so many, there's tons of them here. Deepak Chopra. I love the film so much. And so you were speaking with them for hours and sometimes days at a time, and they were just giving you all this information. So you decided, in addition to the movie, to create a book. I haven't read the book yet. So I'm wondering if you could share a little bit about the differences maybe between the movie and the book.
So this is the book. The first thing that you'll see, it's a thick book. And it's published by Simon & Schuster, New York. And it has a glowing mandala, so you won't see it now, but this glows in the dark.
Cool.
And the book is full color. It's got beautiful pages. And also every contributor has got their own glowing mandala. So for instance, we have Michael Beckwith here, and he has got his own glowing mandala. And it is just beautiful because in the book, the people that I've interviewed, they have so much more space to share all their wonderful wisdom. And the book is basically built up, you know, I said, you know, why, you know, if the heart is really a reliable source of wisdom and intelligence, then, you know, how can we apply it in our daily lives? So the book has different chapters, and every chapter is an important pillar. So you've got the heart and health, the heart and relationships, the heart and money, the heart and career choices. To all the things that are really important in our lives, every time I ask, you know, the people that I've interviewed, if the heart is such an important source of wisdom, how can we use it to improve our career choices? How can we use it to find out our purpose? How can we use it in our relationships? How can we use the power of the heart to improve our health? So, you know, I wanted to make it really practical. So the film is really an introduction. The film really shows how strong the power of the heart is, and why it's so important. And the book is more practical, you know, how can we use it, and how can we apply this wisdom in our daily lives.
All right, well, I'm gonna have to go out and get the book then, because the movie, like I said at the beginning, I received this a year ago, and I was kind of going through this phase with the show where I was trying to get out of the psychics telling us how to live our lives and the crystals and all of that, and I was trying to get into what works, what's actually going to create positive change in our lives and in the rest of the world. And so I was kind of at this crossroads when I watched the movie, and I thought at the time, yeah, this is really nice, it felt good, but it didn't really sink in. And I think after another year of my own development and reading, and I did start learning how to get more in touch with actually feeling the sensations in my body. Because prior to that, I spent way too much time up in my head. So I'm wondering what your experience has been with making it. In fact, one of the experts, I believe it's Mark Nepo, talks about the journey from the head to the heart. So I'm wondering if you can share a little bit about what that's been like for you.
Well, Mark Nepo says the longest journey you will ever have is from your head to your heart. And he said, you know, it's not because we're stupid, but it's because it takes time. And he says, before I had cancer, I believed in the heart, but I was living it from my head. So this whole cancer journey snow melted him into the heart. So, you know, what I wanted to say about this, you know, you talked about crystals and mediums and everything. The message of the power of the heart is that your most important guru in your life is not an outside guru. Your most important guru in your life is your own heart. And one of the speakers in the film says, you know, I've interviewed many gurus, I've met many gurus, but I've learned that my most important teacher is my own heart. So the message is really, you know, tap into your own wisdom. Nobody can tell you what you should do with your life and with your life. You can only find your element, your purpose, when you connect with your own heart. So nobody has the answers, only your heart. And Mark Nepo says in the film, a fish cannot drown in water, a bird cannot fall from the sky. Each creature must find their own God-given element. And he says it's easy for fish and it's easy for birds, but for us human beings, it's not so easy, because when we are born, we don't get the manual of what we're supposed to do and who we're supposed to be. And I do believe that we can only find our purpose and our element if we come into our hearts. So that's where all the answers are. Mm-hmm. The second thing, you know, how it changed me is, if you look at the research, I mean, there's quite some research in the film and in the book from the Hartman Institute in California, And one of the first things that you see when you watch the film is this experiment, and this has been done in many independent laboratories all over the world, where they show that the heart actually can see events before they take place. So this is a confirmation of what the old masters and religions have said, that the heart has an intelligence that far surpasses that of the mind. Another thing that's really interesting, if you look at the research, is that when we are in a state of heart coherence, this is a state, and they can measure this, when we are connected with love, when we are feeling appreciation, when we are feeling gratitude in our heart, then our heart is sending signals to the brain, and it opens up our brain, and our left and right brain start to work together more. So we become more intelligent, we activate more of our brain potential when we are in a state of heart coherence. So the more loving we become, the more intelligent we become. So it's all just science that is showing us that, you know, if we want to tap into our full potential, then we have to do that by connecting to the heart, by opening up our heart.
Wow. I love the fact that what you said about being more intelligent when we're connected to our heart and love and gratitude. And I noticed that in our society and even in my own personal life, we tend to value our analytical intelligence, our IQ, above other things. And that really just gives us such a narrow view of the world. How has that been for you?
Yeah. Well, what I can say about this is, how do we, you know, we have the mind and we live in a very mind-based society, right? And we have the heart. So, you know, what is their relationship? And I would say this, if you are on a boat on a river and you are the mind, then the mind can only see the next bend, the next turn on the river. So the mind has a very limited perspective on the river. But if you are the heart, and you are on the same river, the heart can see the whole river from source to sea, but the heart sees everything from a much higher perspective. And we don't trust the heart, although the heart sees much more. It sees everything from a higher perspective because we are not taught to trust the heart. And I think we can only learn to trust the heart when we start experimenting with it. So every time when we have to make a decision, we can look at all the pros and the cons and look at everything from a linear, rational, logical perspective. And I think we should do that. But it's also very important to take into account, what is my heart saying? And, you know, it is an aliveness. So you can feel, how does it feel if I go left? How does it feel when I go right? So this aliveness is really an intelligence that we have to start using. And we can only start to trust the heart when we start experimenting with it. So the more we experiment, the more we learn how to use it and how to apply it in our lives. And you see that in the film. I mean, you've seen the film. All the stories are people who are discovering the power of the heart, in fact.
One of the things that I'm learning just recently, and Oprah has been talking about this, also, and many celebrities are starting to speak out now about the how much we all want, well, not all of us, but how much people seek fame and all of these external circumstances. And one of the things that I've been hearing more and more lately is that life or our heart, whatever that guiding light within us, doesn't provide the whole roadmap of how we're going to get there. It just provides the next step. And
exactly. That's
all scary.
You don't need to see the whole staircase. That's what Martin Luther King said. Just take the first step. If you know everything, there's no more miracle. There's no more excitement. There's no more mystery. And we don't, we have to learn to trust. The heart can connect the dots, but we have to trust the heart. The heart already knows where we're going. The heart already knows what we're doing. We have to learn to trust it and not, you know, there is no certainty in life. And we have to learn to live in the uncertainty and be okay with that.
And that is a big step, I think, from coming out of our minds where we want to weigh all the pros and cons, we want certainty, and to just take a leap of faith, so to speak. But it's not, I think it sounds like you're recommending not to just say, okay, throw caution to the wind, but you're saying experiment and start learning how your heart is guiding you so that you build more faith, and then you know that it will be the right decision. You're not saying just give up your whole life overnight.
No, I'm not saying that we should just follow the heart and ignore the mind. I'm saying they should work together, but the heart should be the master and the mind should be the servant. The heart needs the mind for the execution. But, you know, experiment. We should go back to experimenting. When we're so afraid, start experimenting with your intuition. Look at the film, read the book, and start experimenting with your own intelligence. It's an intelligence that's just incredible. The science is showing it. It's in all spiritual traditions and religions. It will improve your life. Paulo Coelho, the author of The Alchemist, he says you will never, ever reach your full potential if you don't open your heart. So it's all about tapping into your full power, your full potential.
Beautiful. Again, we're speaking with Baptiste Pape. He is the producer and the author of the book, The Power of the Heart. And one of the things in the movie that was so impactful to me, and I've read her book a few years ago, so I know the story, but the story of Immaculée Ilibagiza and her journey from anger and hatred into love during the Rwandan Holocaust. Can you tell us just a little bit about that for people who might not be familiar?
So Immaculée, he is, you know, we go back to Africa, Rwanda, 1994. And Immaculée is Tutsi, and the Hutus, the other tribe, you've got two tribes, Hutus and Tutsis. The Hutus are trying to kill all the Tutsis. And I mean, Immaculée is a Tutsi, and she's locked up in a bedroom for 3 months, hiding out with other women. And in this time, she, you know, is just fighting for her life, trying to survive. And after 3 months, she comes out, and all her friends and family are murdered. And she basically forgives the killers of her family. And the reason why this story is so important, because it stretches our definition of forgiveness. If she is able to forgive the killers of her family, then we certainly must be able to forgive whatever we need to forgive in our lives. So that's really the story. And so she's a master in learning how we can forgive. And forgiveness is really another word for freedom. And she's just one of the greatest teachers on the planet, I think, because holding a resentment against someone is like drinking poison and thinking it will kill the other person. So she's so showing us how we can do it and how we can free ourselves from poison when we, you know, hold a grudge against somebody.
Thanks, Baptiste. And it's not just the poison of the anger. When she moved into love, she actually described experiencing a state of bliss and euphoria.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's true.
So I'm wondering, I mean, your life has obviously completely changed. You went from being a lawyer to now you're touring all over the world, promoting the book and the movie. So what is maybe one of the biggest differences now in your life since you started following your heart more?
Well, I listen to my intuition more, you know. I really trust my heart. I really, I feel like I've, you know, In the film, they say, you know, it's like the living dead. You know, a lot of people, they walk, they talk, they work hard, they watch television, but they don't really live. You know, they are cut off from their aliveness, and they're like zombies and living dead. And I think I was one of them. So now I feel more alive, and I feel connected, and I feel like I'm on purpose. I feel I have a soul, and the soul has an intention, and when I connect with my heart, I connect with the intention of my soul, and it's very fulfilling. So I'm following my bliss, I'm following my aliveness, and life has become so much richer, so much more beautiful.
And Baptiste, I imagine that you still make some mistakes. How is it?
All the time, every day I make mistakes.
And how do you react, or how? What's the difference between now and before your awakening?
You know, I love myself more, and I forgive myself more. And self-love is the foundation. Forgive yourself. Giving yourself is the foundation. Don't be too hard on yourself. You're here to learn. You're not here to compete. You're here to learn. To explore, and to enjoy, and to have, you know, life is short, enjoy, explore, do what your heart guides you to do. That's the most important lesson in life. We are all here, and we will only be good at something if we follow our heart. Because, you know, if you don't love it, you'll never be good at it.
Beautiful. What were you going to say?
That's what Steve Jobs said at his Stanford commencement speech. Find out what you love, because if you don't love it, you'll give up.
In our society, we hear about how we say, oh, don't be so sentimental. People equate the heart and feelings with weakness. So can you address how, I mean, that from what I've seen in the movie and my own experience, the heart and following the heart actually brings you power. But yeah. Why do we consider the heart weakness?
Well, why do you consider the heart weakness? Because I don't consider the heart weakness.
I don't know. It just seems to be what I've been told. Like, we're, because our society values the mind so much, you know, people are told, don't follow your dream. Find the safe road, follow a career path that's going to make you money, invest your money, buy a home. You know, you do follow the path that everybody else follows because that's the safe path. And
yeah, that what happens. I mean, all the people that I've interviewed, Eckhart Tolle, Maya Angelou, Paulo Coelho, they were all following the safe path, all the conventional. They're all intelligent people in the film. But, you know, they all followed the safe path, the conventional path, and then all of a sudden there's a big crisis in their lives, and they realize that they can get out of it through thinking, and they step into something bigger. And the urgency of the crisis connects them with their heart, and they realize, oh my God, my real power is in me being authentic, me being true to my soul, me following my heart, and not me being conventional. That's when they become big, and that's why Paulo Coelho became Paulo Coelho. They just know that their power is in their heart. They know that their purpose is in their heart. They know that all their potential is there and not in them being conventional. But a lot of people are just too scared, and only a crisis will push them to them becoming really true to who they are.
Thanks, Baptiste. Now, you mentioned authenticity, and
yeah.
I know that this is one of the things that I've been following for a long time, but it seems like there are layers of what's authentic, because people are like, oh, I'm keeping it real. I'm just being my real self. I'm doing what I do. And then after years and years of personal growth, they realize that what they thought was real, what they thought was authentic, was really just a layer of facade, of protection. So how, I'm curious to know how it's been for you in this process.
Gary Zukav calls this authentic power. And authentic power is the alignment of the personality with the soul. So your personality starts to live in service of the soul. And it's something between you and you. You can't fool yourself. A lot of people are pretending to be authentic and they're not. Nobody can help you with that because you have to figure it out. And then it's a process between you and your soul.
So I'm curious for you, did this heart-opening awakening that you experienced in the park that day, how much have you continued to grow after that? Or was it just this boom, you're hit with everything you need to know in an instant?
No. You grow every day. You grow every day you go to the heart. Every day you work at it. Every day you say, teach me. Every day starts again. You know, you can have a great day this day, and then tomorrow you wake up and you say, oh my God, I need coffee. I can't get out of bed. Every day you have to do the work again. The message of the power of the heart is every day is a new, you are born again. You have to work at it. There's no guarantee. You know, you have to do the work. That's really the message. I could be the nicest guy today, and tomorrow I wake up and maybe I don't feel so well and I'm not so nice, and then I have to work at opening my heart again and doing the meditations and the commonplace and doing the work. So it's work. It's just work, and make the decision to live from that place.
So it sounds like you're saying that this amazing opening didn't just open the floodgates forever, that your mind still takes over sometimes. You really have to practice using the mind as a tool, not letting it run the show.
Yes. If your mind is running the show, you are disconnected from your soul. Your mind should be the servant, and the heart should be really, you know, run the show. And it takes work. It's hard. And sometimes for me, it's hard too. And I think it's part of life. It's just the whole, it's why we're here, you know, to connect with our heart and to stay there and then to lose that connection and then to go back.
Well, Baptiste, I know you have other interviews to do today, and we have just a few minutes left in the show. I'm wondering where you would like to focus for the last portion of this interview.
Well, that's a good question. I do think that I would like to do another meditation, if you give me a moment. And this is a meditation that will help you to connect with your purpose.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. If you just give me a moment to load that up.
And you're taking this directly from the book, The Power of the Heart?
Yeah, I'm taking it from the book. Yeah, so, you know, it's about hearing your heart's voice. So to connect with your heart, allow yourself to find a quiet place. Sit and silence your thoughts. Let your mind go blank. Just push gently to the side any thoughts that are worrying you. Breathe into the quiet of your mind, into the space you've opened there. Listen to your feelings without words. You may hear a gentle, calm voice, not with your ears, but with your feelings. It's the voice of your heart letting you know that all will be well. As you listen to the inner voice of your heart, you become more attuned to your own life. You regain your sense of direction. You develop a renewed sense of who you are. You know what you want to do and why. So it's all in stillness. It's all in going inside. That's the only way how we can get there, you know? That's the only way how we can quiet the mind. We have to go inside. We have to connect with silence. We have to cultivate gratitude. We can connect with the heart through prayer. We can connect to the heart by being in nature. We can connect with the heart by dancing, by playing piano. We can connect with the heart through writing, through doing these things. And everybody has a different blueprint. So you have to figure out for yourself how to connect with the heart. It's a journey. But the book can definitely help you with that. And the film can help you with that too. And I really do think that it's all about letting go and really listening with this inner voice that you have here. Because the heart really has a voice, but it whispers and it doesn't scream at you. So you really have to do, you know, what Michael Beckwith calls lowly listening. That's when the answers come.
Oh, I love what you said about the heart whispering. So we have to get quiet so that we can hear it. So thank you so much for your time today, Baptiste. It's been such a pleasure. And thank you for following the guidance of your heart, because the world needs that, and the world needs what you're giving, this film, and I'm sure the book is amazing from the little bit that you've shared with us today. I'm going to go out and get it. And I'm curious about your touring. Are you also doing workshops, or is it just about promoting the book?
Yeah, so if you want to know about my workshops, you go to the website manifestingfromthesoul.com. That's manifestingfromthesoul.com. And if you want to know more about the power of the heart itself, that's thepoweroftheheart.com. And I'm thinking we have our Facebook page, of course, and you can recognize this because of the blue vignette, the power of the heart. But if you want to know more about the power of the heart, then just go to thepoweroftheheart.com. And if you want to know about the workshops that I'm doing all over the world, also in Bali next month, Bali, Indonesia, then you go to manifestingfromthesoul.com.
Beautiful. So if you're watching this on YouTube, I will also post those links below so you can click, and I'll post a link to the book as well. And oh my gosh, it has been such a pleasure speaking with you. And I know that just in the last few months of my own daily practice of paying attention to my intuition, paying attention to my body and my heart and my soul, it's just creating so much more joy in my life. And for me, like I have dealt with mental health challenges, depression, thing, you know, it's common these days. And I noticed that now, even though my moods can still change, like you mentioned, you might wake up tomorrow feeling like not in a good mood, not happy, not optimistic, but bringing it back to that practice. So even in the challenging times, there's this guidance sort of leading us so we don't get so caught up and trapped in that cycle. How's that been for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's and again, it's work, it's decision making, it's making it a priority. What's going to be a priority in your life? You won't just want to have this fragmented life, or you want to, you know, live in unity with your whole being. You have to be a warrior. I mean, you really have to be a warrior about what's really important in your life. If you don't have that mentality, you will never be able to get your act together. You don't have a warrior mentality about what is important. We say alignment with the heart, living in peace, living in harmony, reverence for life, compassion, love, gratitude. If you want to live from that place, then you have to be really vigilant and say, okay, I'm going to make that a priority. I'm not going to live in stress and chaos and war, because that's not what I want to see in my life and on the planet.
Beautiful. And speaking of the planet, when the movie came out, it's been about a year. In the past year, the amount of violence in the world seems to be increasing, and so I'm just wondering your thoughts, or what does your heart say about the importance of individuals opening their heart at this time in our evolution?
Be the change you want to see in the world. That's what Gandhi said. So if you want to change the world, open your heart, be in your heart, become the person that you want to be, become the person that you want other people to be. And then it has a ripple effect. You can't force other people into the heart. You can only do it by becoming so powerful and so centered in your heart that people transform because of that. That's how you do it. And then it has a ripple effect. But you have to be in that space. That's how you do it.
Mm. Thank you so much, Baptiste. That was beautiful. And I'm wondering, is there anything else that you want to say before we wrap up?
Thank you. You know, I would say this to everybody. Watch the film, read the book. It will change your life. The film will open you up and will connect you with the heart. And the book will show you how you can apply it in your daily life, for money, for health, for relationship, for your career choices. It's a very practical book.
Awesome. And go easy on yourself. Be gentle. You're not going to get it perfect every time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
We're not meant to be perfect. We're meant to be whole.
Oh, beautiful. thank you so much, Baptiste. Have a wonderful day. Again, we've been speaking with Baptiste Pape. He is the author of The Power of the Heart and the creator of the beautiful film, The Power of the Heart. I'm going to definitely get the book. I haven't read it yet, but the film was beautiful, heart-opening. Share it with everyone you know. It is going to make an impact in your life. And when you start living the life you want, that is going to have an impact on the rest of the world. So thank you for being part of this show. Thank you to Baptiste. Thank you to all of his team helping change the world one heart at a time. Lots and lots of love. I love you all so much. Namaste.
Thank you, Marie, and keep up your important work.
Up next is Parts Unknown with DJ Chris Arific on CITR.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come out to Dance Sport BC's Summer Dance Series. Starting June 24th to September 2nd, there will be free lessons, shows, and social dancing from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. every Friday under the domes at Robson Square. Everyone is welcome. No partner experience is required. There will be lessons for beginners and shows put on by dance professionals and local dance schools. For more information, visit their website at dancesportbc.com.
My name's Chris Arific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine.